things on Monday look brighter. The UK has brought in a new scheme for capitalising banks, and I think that that has good chances of succeeding. It could still be overwhelmed, but it's a great step forward in that instead of doing anything else, you give banks more capital and make them safer.
What does that mean, this move, mean as far as the Isle of Man's concerned?
As far as the Isle of Man's concerned, it comes in different parts. Insofar as we have either branches or subsidiaries of English banks here in the Isle of Man, it means that they're today much stronger because we know that either they're going to get capital from the government in the UK or that they have adequate capital themselves. Perhaps the most remarkable thing was the statements that came out last week from HSBC, which said it wasn't going to avail itself of the UK capital, and indeed managed last week to get the requisite capital by an internal transfer. It's so strong it doesn't need help from anyone. Standard Chartered said the same, and Nationwide said the same. So that what it does tend to show is the stronger banks and the weaker banks. And, of course, there are, but up until now there's been almost a conspiracy of silence because no one who's responsible will actually say that some banks that are licensed are stronger than other banks that are licensed.
Barclays, of course, you can add into this as well then.
Yes, indeed. Barclays announced today that they're going to raise capital independently themselves.
How do you see the next few days unfolding? I know that's a very general question, but as it stands now, how do you see the picture shaping up in the next few days now we're just talking about? Not the next week or fortnight, just the next few days.
Predicting the next few days at the moment is very difficult. One's looking for where the next pressure will come from the stock exchange that identifies the next potential for failure. You're looking for the next government announcement of a new measure. I hope over the next few days that what we'll see from all governments worldwide are coordinated measures that address the real root of the crisis. And I think actually the policy pricked by the UK of putting in capital seems to be much the better one. And so I hope over the next few days we'll see a coordinated recapitalisation of banks, either by them raising capital privately or by them taking capital from national governments. That would certainly help to calm things a great deal. The difficulty is that we still have falling property prices both sides of the Atlantic. Everyone is of the view now that recession is coming, certainly in the UK. There is likely to be a great slowdown in the States and possibly recession there. There is likely to be a slowdown and possible recession in Europe. That means that the lending of the banks remains under pressure, and so the extent to which this crisis is managed may get out of hand again because the extent of the problem grows. No one quite knows. All you know is that it's a very difficult time, and it's a time when one has to be careful and prudent.
Is there the elements why how this has come about? Can you narrow it down to two or three different elements where you would say, well, this is where the rot started?
I think it's too early for that, in that we don't yet know the true position of Kapteinsinger and Friedlander. It's going back to court on the 24th of October, and I hope either then or before then a clear statement will be made as to the exact financial position of the local subsidiary. I fear that it may be dire, but we could be in for a pleasant surprise and be told that all the depositors will be repaid. Only time will tell.